Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I am Amy Ravel. We are your hosts for this podcast. This is episode like 300 and a million. If you are new, welcome. We are two professional organisers and business owners who run Australia's largest professional organising and decluttering business. We are in multiple states around Australia. We love bringing you courses and declutter challenges. And today you have chosen to tune into our podcast. So welcome.
Welcome. Today we are talking about how to organize a few areas. We had requests over the last couple of years and they could be their whole entire episode, but probably not going to be that long in and of themselves. So we thought we'd bunch a few together and see how many we get through today and give you just some hot tips on each area.
Yeah, sometimes when we put a podcast request out, we get some really niched ones. And so we're like, oh, that may not be enough for a whole episode. So that's what today is. It's putting together the how to organize ... these following things.
We wanted to start off with some general principles. So here are a few. Keeping like with like, that often helps. You need to think about how do I need to access an item and how often do I need to access it. Often labeling and using clear containers is a really good storage option, so you can easily and quickly see what's in there. And then, Amy, do you want to explain the two-move rule?
Yes, the two-move rule is you should be able to grab with one hand, remove something, and then your other hand can grab the thing that you need. So if you're having to take things out and pile them up in order to get to something at the back, we would recommend no more than two moves to get to the item that you want. So those general principles are a lot about containerizing and thinking about, well, how am I going to use it? And then putting it in containers, labeling it so you can easily find it. So the topics are not related, but we're going to go through one at a time. And the first one is requested by Donna Sedgman, and it's about excess materials. So excess building materials, excess food materials, excess in your home of things that you think you're probably going to consume or use, but at the moment it's excess. It's not something you need to be accessing straight away.
This happens all the time with renovations. You might be, you know, renovating a house yourself and you've bought lots and you're waiting to get to that room or that space to do it. What do you do with all of that stuff? And then what do you do on the flip side when you have done that room or space and you want to keep You want to keep extra tiles just in case something breaks. So want to just dig into that, like, how do you need to access it and how often do you need to access it? And then thinking about prime real estate in your home.
Yeah, because if you've got a box of tiles for a laundry that doesn't need any more tiles, you don't need to keep those tiles in the laundry. You could put them in the garage, in the shed, under the house. One of the things that I often encourage people when they've got those tiles, and we've done it in our house, is you don't even need to keep them inside, because tiles, as long as they're not getting wet all the time and they're being ruined, when you need one, you just pull it out of the box and clean it. Like, yes, it's dusty. Yes, it might have spider's webs, but that's okay. You don't need to keep things like that. Like, some building materials are totally okay to be stored, you know, under that little corner doorway under the house. That's totally okay. Or you might like to keep just a couple in the laundry and everything else elsewhere.
Yeah. And it is, it's just really recognizing when do you need to access it and how often is that, you know. So if you're breaking something every other week, then yeah, maybe you do need it in quick access. If you're, you know, not going to replace the shower tile until three or four of them are broken off, then they can definitely go under the house or in the shed.
Yeah. And there are some things that people buy that are excess that are consumable. So it might be that you buy nappies in excess, or that you buy, you know, a medical device or parts of medical things in excess, or that you buy school notebooks in excess or cleaning products. And so when you're dealing with those, one of the words that our American friends like to use is backstock. If you've watched shows like The Home Edit, that you'll hear that backstock. And so it is really helpful to have the back stock, have it somewhere where you can see it, where it makes sense, because otherwise what you'll tend to do is when you run out of something, you'll forget that you've got all that back stock, and so then you'll go buy more. So even if it just means that it's in the laundry in clear containers and it just says cleaning, and you get in the habit of when a particular item runs out, you go into the laundry, have a look in cleaning and see if you've got something there. Having a designated space for it rather than, oh, a little bit of the excess goes under the laundry sink, a little bit in the bathroom, a little bit in the shed, a little bit in the garage. Try and find a place where you can do that back stock or your spares, even if it's just cans of food. Having it in the same place will make a really big difference to actually using it.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to habits again, habits and thinking about the prime real estate of your home. So in habits, it is getting into that habit of checking the spares cupboard or the backstock place and getting into that habit. Because if you don't get into that habit, as you said, Amy, and you go out and just buy more, then you're adding to the problem. And that's when people are much more likely just to use their prime real estate and have all of their food in their pantry that's built for, you know, a family of five, but you're stocking it as if you're a family of 27. and that's when it becomes frustrating. But that's why we always challenge you to look at the habits and see if there's any way that you can change your habits, change your practices around things so that you don't need to keep everything in the pantry. But you also remember to go look in the laundry or the spare space before you head out to Costco and do another bulk buy.
So our family don't keep back stock or spares of very many things at all, mainly because we just don't have the space. We don't have a house with lots of storage, which many of you know. So a couple of the things that we do keep in spare is I have a little tiny container under my bathroom sink, and I tend to keep one extra of my deodorant, of my shampoo, conditioner, and hair product. So there tends to be like four or five things in there, but I only have one extra rather than buying it in bulk because I literally don't have the space. Another thing that we buy and we have back stock for is we buy Who Gives a Crap toilet paper. And so it's a subscription-based toilet paper, and it's great because it aligns with our values as a family. So it goes back to providing toilets for people who don't have access to them. However, it's quite a big box and we don't have anywhere to store it. So the box actually lives in our bedroom until we're down low enough that all of the toilet rolls fit in the bathrooms. And it's ugly and it's annoying, but it's the only thing in our family that we buy in bulk that we actually don't really have the space for. But if anyone can think of an option in my house of where I could store it, please let me know.
We do the same. Like, we've only got one of extra things. Like, mm-hmm. we don't bulk buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we need to consider is, do we actually need all the excess? Mm-hmm. You know, if it comes back to, let's go back to excess material for renos, like, okay, do you need 50 sheets of mosaics to reline a small space? So, you know, if you're going to renovate the bathroom again in another 15 years, are you going to use the same tiles or are you going to fully renovate and get new tiles?
And even if you use the same tiles, is there any harm in selling them now and repurchasing them when you need them?
Well, and even because usually you've only got like a little bit extra, and so you probably couldn't do the whole bathroom in that tile anyway, and so then you'd have to, even if you bought the same tile, that'd be a different, you know, different stock, and so slightly different color potentially. Mm-hmm. So just really question, how much of the excess do you need?
Yeah.
Like, or can you go into who gives a crap toilet paper subscription with your neighbors, so that you're only going through half the box and you go through it quicker, but you're not having to store it in your house. You can just offload them to your neighbor's house.
Yeah. And Kes, one of the areas that's interesting is for business owners. So I have excess stock in my office for our professional organizers. So when someone becomes a professional organizer with us, they get a kit, and the kit has all types of goodies and supplies in it so that they can go and serve the clients well. And my house is where we store that. So what I've actually done is created some drawers and set aside drawers that are for that stock. And even though I could purchase higher numbers of stock, like I could go and purchase 50 screwdrivers and 50 measuring tapes and, you know, I could go high, I actually buy them in like six at a time because I've got a designated space. And so what that does is it just puts that natural boundary. And we talk about that a lot with containers, but when it comes to your spares and your excess, allow yourself to be guided by whatever storage space you actually have, because otherwise you're just creating more clutter, and that's kind of counterproductive to trying to be organized in the area of excess materials.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we're moving on to tradie utes, tools, work supplies. Haha, you just talked about that. And farm supplies, and this is requested by our now team member, Jess Gim. So again, we suggest storing like with like. so that you know that all of the same tools or all the same, like, you know, Amy has just spoken about, she has all of the garbage bags in the one container rather than having them spread across five different containers. And the next thing to think about is how frequently does it need to be accessed, because that will help you determine where it should be stored, either in your ute or your toolbox or your office or in the farming shed. And check how many multiples or duplicates you do have.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got two hands, and so you can only use two things at the one time. And
even then, that's impressive.
Yeah, I was just thinking about doing...
Unless you're Edward Scissorhands with a screwdriver.
Yes, exactly. So just thinking about, you know, because I know a lot of tradies, you know, they'll buy stuff from Bunnings because they see it on sale and just in case I leave it at a client's home.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you do leave it at a client's home? Can you go back to the client and pick it up from the client pick it up? You know, I think it's just, you just got to be really careful about how much of one particular item is too much.
And I think when it comes to that farming and rural and regional properties, there's often large sheds. Like, we've got clients that have 8 car sheds or 16 car sheds because they're keeping tractors, they're keeping boats, they're keeping all types of things in there. And those spaces, even though they're large, can get really disorganized because you can't find, like, you might have, you know, a particular type of tractor that ends up with bits and pieces and you've taken one apart and you're using it for spare parts, but have a designated space. So even if that is just a really heavy duty tub or crate, or you know how you can buy those steel containers that close quite well, even if it's just one of those, having it together so that you can access it is going to save you time, is going to save you money, and it's going to help those spaces just look more organized. And so when you do have something where you're like, oh, I wonder if I could use this, you know where it goes. Like, we've got a container that's loose screws and nuts and bolts and nails. And it doesn't matter that everything in there is messy because it's all together.
Mm.
And I think that's important. Kirst, I want us to jump down the list a little bit and go down to swimming pool mess. Because I definitely know we're not going to get through all of these in this episode. But if we jump down to swimming pool mess, I think that kind of goes with our outdoor themey type of thing.
Sure. This is requested by Karina Hilton. So thank you, lovely Karina. Okay, Amy, do you have a pool?
No, but Kirsty, do you have a pool?
We have a shell of a pool. We have no water or plumbing or electricity connect or fences around the pool.
By the time this podcast drops, will any of that have changed? I feel like it's moving fast.
No, may or may not.
Okay.
Let's see.
But this will be helpful for future Kirsty.
Yeah, and it will definitely be ready by spring.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So some of the things you want to think about, Kirst, are both what is outside when it comes to a pool and what you need to keep inside when it comes to a pool. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Towels. They, in our house, they live very close to the back door laundry. We've got a linen cupboard right next to the laundry. So our towels will be kept in there.
But what are you going to do with the towels when people are out swimming? Is there going to be somewhere that there's hooks that people can hang their towel up on, or are they just going to all hang over the pool fence and drive Simon crazy?
Probably hang over the pool fence.
Okay, yep.
But I think he's already speaking about putting some hooks up on the side of the shed.
Excellent.
So that they can hang up there.
The problem with where it is
that they'll be invisible from inside the house. So then when the summer rains come and kids have just not brought them into the house because they've sunbaked out there and dried off and don't need a pool towel to come inside, the summer rains will come and wet the towels again.
Yeah, that's all right. That'll probably happen if they're left on the pool fence anyway, because if you're not looking for it, the rains will come. You're like, I wasn't quite quick enough.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have our clothesline back up. And so if the rains come.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the moment we've got indoor laundry happening and I'm really, really looking forward to hanging clothes outside.
I can only imagine. Yeah, because you guys are really good at hanging your clothes outside all year, really.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. There's lots of other things that, so the towels are inside outside, but you're going to have things like pool noodles or boards or water guns, toys, diving sticks, like all of those types of things that are fun to play with in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not want them just to be all hanging around willy-nilly. You might want to actually tidy them up at the end of a day of swimming in the pool. Not just from it looks nicer perspective, but also from it will save the life of them, because as soon as you start to get UV damage on any of that stuff, it's going to become brittle and not last as long.
Yep. So there's lots of containers that can be put outside near the pool as long as they're not a climbing hazard.
Yes, like, very important.
Help kids to climb in or out of the fenced area.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there's definitely, you know, boxes, UV protected boxes that you can buy that can go near the pool.
Yep.
So that you can really quickly, easily access all the pool material, all the pool fun toys. You can have mesh bags that hang up that can be put on the hooks where the towels are.
Yeah, because you can put them in wet.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. You can... Yeah, there's, you know, you could have containers in the shed, for instance, mm-hmm. in our pool area. The shed is in within the fencing area, and so that's definitely where we're going to be hanging out or like putting all of our pool paraphernalia around.
Mm-hmm. I would even suggest for people that have that curse where you do have storage near the pool is that you have additional sunscreen, or you might even have additional hats and goggles that are not necessarily used for a pool trip or swimming lessons, but they're out there and they're really easily accessible and there's kind of no barrier to, oh, I forgot the sunscreen, doesn't matter, it's late in the day, and then you end up with fried children.
Yep. Yeah, you just want to check them regularly. If, you know, for instance, if they are in the shed in Western Sydney and the shed regularly gets to 40 degrees during summer, you know, and with all of that stuff, like you want to just be checking it so that it is still in good nick, rather than wasting your breath literally blowing up things only to find that they've got holes in them.
So we don't have a pool, but we do have a box at our front door. So we've got some storage that we've put in, and one of the boxes is pool things. So we've got two blow-up pool rings, the kids' goggles go in there, any of the diving sticks go in there.
Yep.
And so, like, Cal's parents have a pool and there's a pool next door to my sister's house. And so it's so easy, even as a non-pool owner, if we're going to the beach, anything, it's like that's it, the one place people have to look.
Yep.
So you don't have to have a pool in order to have your pool things more organized and easier on hand.
Yeah. Okay. I know we've been outside. Let's quickly go to gardening.
Yes.
And then that's where we're going to finish for the day.
Okay. Excellent. I love doing gardening sheds when we're decluttering and organizing because it's quite easy to categorize. And I think people often think, oh, I'll use a clear plastic container in the house. But when it comes to the shed or the garage, they use a cardboard box or they use like old boxes that you can't see through. Actually having storage that's clear and easy to use for gardening stuff is so good. You know, you might find that if you've got an inbuilt sprinkler system, you might have just one that says irrigation, and everything that you need for watering is in one box. Like it, I love doing sheds and gardening stuff because it's so utilitarian. Is it that the word?
Yeah, that is the word.
Yeah, utilitarian. It's all about function.
Yeah.
So good.
And we've done this we spoke about it in our garage and shed episode about borrowing items. So, you know, do you need to have a lawnmower if you've got a tiny space that needs mowing? Like, could you just borrow your neighbor's once every 2 weeks, or could you hire somebody to come in every month or two, like, to do that gardening for you?
Yep.
So, making use of vertical space is also really, really good.
Yeah, hang stuff. Mm-hmm. And also think about what is aspirational clutter when it comes to gardening. Are you really a hedge trimmer? Do you really need 15 pots if you're going to propagate? Like, Aspirational clutter is not just inside the house. I think gardening can well and truly fall into that category.
Yeah. Belinda, who puts our show notes together, is amazing, and she has suggested using one of those art trolleys as a movable potting station.
That's what I have.
Yay. Yeah.
Do you remember that trolley that I bought for my desk? That's now my potting trolley. Okay. And I love it.
Yeah, and I know that you can also buy those containers like at Bunnings for cleaning where it has like different
a handle caddy
in the middle and, the caddy.
Yeah.
And that can also be really good if you don't do, how many, trowels do you need? How many spades do you need? How many, gloves do you need? So if you just have, one of each, or, say the kids get out and help you, again, how long do the kids stay out and help you for? 2 minutes? Or is that just my children?
No, that's all of them.
Yeah. So, maybe you could give up your gloves and your trowel for the 2 minutes that they decide to stay out there with you.
That's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's been a quick one.
Yes.
But I hope it's been helpful. And we're going to come back. We've got some more of those mini topics to cover. So we might come back to those next week, Kirst. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
We'll see you all then. Jump over into our Facebook group, the Art of Decluttering Community. Ask your questions, post some ideas. Let us know if there's something you want us to cover in the next episode. And we'll see you next week.
Well, can we quickly do the review?
Oh, please do.
Okay, this is from Nashville Needs You on Apple Podcasts from the US, obviously, and it was left late last year. It says, I really needed this episode. I love to-do lists, and now I have more ideas to make my way of getting things checked off my to-do list complete. You girls are so awesome. Thank you for these life-changing 4 years. From Kelly in Nashville. So
4 years, Kelly. It's a good journey to be on with us.
Yeah, now we're up to 5, so hope you're still with us.
I'm sure she is.
Hope you all have a lovely week, and we can't wait to be back with you in your ears next week.
Awesome. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.